I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Okay, so here I am. I'm starting my podcasts again. This is December 2019, but I'm going to be podcasting all through the year 2020. And why shouldn't I? Because 2020 is going to be an unbelievably interesting, fascinating, awesome year. First, Trump will be reelected. That's my prediction. But the process that he goes through to get reelected is going to be incredible. I can hardly wait to see who debates first. Is he going to debate Joe Biden? And I've said from the beginning, Biden's going to be the nominee. Because nobody else who really wants to be president wants to be the nominee this year. They know they can't beat Trump. They're better off waiting for 2024 than risking their whole ball of wax for 2020. So let's offer up Joe Biden. I think that's what the Democrats think. Trump, of course, will eat Joe Biden's lunch and take all of his lunch money for the next day and probably beat him up in the courtyard too. And why? Because there's some fundamental issues about Joe Biden that Biden will have to live with. Let's face it, Joe Biden has more baggage than a fully loaded 727 Southwest Airlines jet. And the one piece of baggage that is going to haunt Joe Biden, that will be shown on every talk show, that Trump will be showing in every debate, is the video where Joe Biden is talking about the $1 billion that he was holding up from the Ukraine until they fired that one prosecutor. There's no question about that video. If you watch it, it's the most direct quid pro quo you will ever hear in your life. He says it. He brags about it. And Trump is going to ram that video down his throat. Try as he might, Biden may bring up the quid pro quo or the alleged quid pro quo of Trump and the Ukraine, but Biden doesn't have the video that shows Trump bragging about it, but Trump has the video showing Biden bragging about it. And that will be the peace de resistance, the baggage that drowns Joe Biden. There will be other things along the way, but that will be the main piece of information that will undoubtedly sink him. And he will be sunk, according to that video. There are a number of other gaffes that we can expect Joe Biden to make. And Biden will make a good candidate or good competitor for Trump, but just not anywhere near in Trump's class. He doesn't think fast enough, doesn't have access to all the facts as quick as Trump does, and he has too many stories about his legs and the golden hair and I don't know, different things that have come up in the past that will just haunt him to death. So the Democrats are essentially offering him up. They're hoping that another great candidate would come forward that could challenge Trump, Elizabeth Warren maybe, Bernie Sanders. But none of those people have the energy, the charisma that Trump has. So they've lost the 2020 election. And they'll probably start early on talking about how he's fixing the election. And there will be all kinds of information flowing around about Facebook ads and his tweets and abuse of power, all of those things. But he will be reelected. He will receive more votes than he did the last time. He still won't carry California or New York, but who cares? but he'll carry enough of the other states and get enough electoral votes that it will essentially be a landslide. And the media, no matter how much they will report that Biden is in front, they're wasting their time. The issue with the polls, by the way, just to bring this up for a second. Let's say they have a poll that says 51% of the people are in favor of something, 49% are not in favor of it. Let's say it's something negative to Trump. It's not relevant because the total population vote isn't a factor in the election. 35 million people could vote against Trump in California. He would still win because they only have N number of electoral votes. Now, the Democrats are going to try to change the Electoral College, but that isn't going to fly either. It's been around for 200 years or more, and it's not going to be changing no matter how much the new young Democrats say it's unfair. It should be one person, one vote. Well, if that was the case, California, Texas, and New York would be the only places anybody would go to campaign because there's roughly 60 million or 70 million, maybe even 90 million people in those three states. Almost 35% of the whole population. Nobody would come to Kansas or Iowa or Wyoming or any of the other smaller states. But the Electoral College smooths out the whole population bias that might exist if it was one person, one vote. And it's not. So the polls are all based on one person, one vote. And they're not relevant. I mean, Trump didn't get that large percentage of the population vote last time. In fact, it seems like I remember that on some counts, he did not get as many as Hillary, but that could be wrong. I hear now he got 63 million total votes. That's a number that I hear flouted around a lot, but I don't know if that's accurate. I do know he got enough electoral votes to win. The third item for this new podcast is important. And you need to keep this in mind when you're watching the impeachment hearings, and you're watching the Democrats, and you're watching the Republicans, and you watch their arguing, and they're debating, and they're partisan. What are they angling for? Whether they're Republicans or Democrats, what are they trying to get? Now, radio people say, well, it's all about power. Well, to a degree, it's about power, but no, it's not. It's really about owning the checkbook. Every year, Americans send $3.5 trillion to Washington, D.C. The real argument between the Republicans and Democrats is who gets to sign the checks, who gets to determine how the money is spent. We don't, by the way, the population, we don't get a chance to vote how the money is spent. Our only power of our vote is to vote somebody in that might spend the money the way we think it should be spent. But the Democrats have given up on that fundamental principle. They think the money should be spent the way 200 congressmen thinks it should be spent. Trump has 63 million votes. He ran on certain things he was going to do. He was voted in. He's doing those things. And of course, they're different than the Democrats would do. Although, how much different, I don't know. So the fundamental argument between the Republicans and Democrats, it's not about power. It's not about who gets the most TV time. It's about who gets to sign the checks. Who's in charge of the checkbook? We need to keep that in mind when you're watching TV and people start talking about the power issue. They're talking about owning the checkbook. It's going to be a great 2020 as we watch the debates, the radio commentators, and the TV commentators as we elect Trump again. and he will be elected again. So I'm starting my podcast because I want to talk about this all through the year. It's going to be fun. Listen in, because I'll probably have some new thoughts, some new ways to look at some of the things you see on TV. I just mentioned one. When you hear it's about power, when you hear it's about something else, remember the arguments between the Democrats and Republicans is fundamentally about who gets to sign the checks, who gets to determine where the money goes. We don't. The only thing we can do is vote somebody into office that we believe will spend the money the way we think it should be spent. And that's all for today. Listen in, because there's going to be more podcasts coming. I brought to you courtesy of